Loving Sairam, dear listeners, a hearty, warm and loving greetings to this wonderful Thursday live session from the studios of Radio Sai, the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of eternal peace. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another scintillating, wonderful and fulfilling Thursday live session. At the outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most dearest Lord, loving Mother, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As we get close to a wonderful landmark event in the avataric mission of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the 29th August, the day when Swami, in 2002, inaugurated the studios of Radio Sai, blessed the staff and charged the entire premises with his infinite love, gave his direction to the smooth and effective functioning of Radio Sai. It's a great feeling to think what all Radio Sai has done to all of us. Let us all reminisce, let us all look back and cherish all the gifts that Radio Sai has given to each one of us and filled light in each one of our lives and developed love in each one of our hearts. Bhagwan decided to grant his blessings in the form of Radio Sai to the world on November 23rd, 2001. Since then, Radio Sai has been the divine connection between Bhagwan and his devotees. Radio Sai has not only been a lifeline for all the listeners, viewers, readers across the globe, but also for each one of us who work here. For it's a great blessing to think of him, his love, his message constantly. How much ever we extend our gratitude to Swami and Radio Sai, it is less. Swami guides in our dilemmas, corrects when we go wrong, encourages us when we are low in confidence, acknowledges us when we achieve something, wipes our tears when we are in sorrow. And how is this possible? All through his divine instrument of Radio Sai. Dear listeners, as the devotees world over share their love and extend their greetings commemorating the auspicious occasion, the 20th anniversary of Radio Sai, let us all listen to a few wonderful greetings, testimonies of Bhagwan's love and the role that Radio Sai has played in each one of their lives through some of the devotees' voices. After which, you'll be listening to the Bhagavad Gita, the Triune Pilgrimage by Prem. Let us all bask in the glory, bask in the love of Bhagavan and his divine message.
Om Shri Sai Ram. You are listening to the discourse stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the sayings of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sai Ram and happy listening. When I was 4 years old, we had World Space Radio in our house. The programs of Asia Stream used to be telecasted all day long. And my favorite pastime was to play and just listen to it, though my understanding was rudimentary. And gradually after some years, I learned that there exists an application called Radio Sai, and there are many streams that I can listen to. And now it's like my phone has to show Radio Sai as the first application. It should be visible. Now, answering the question, for me, Radio Sai is a go-to emotional expression box. What is that? If I'm in a particular emotional state, Radio Sai just resonates with me. Through bhajans or discourse or any satsang. And when there are so many unanswered questions in my mind, I get a YouTube notification, and when I play that, the answer is hidden there very subtly. Swami answers that answer very subtly. And I get this clarity. My day starts with Radio Sai from 8 o'clock with Vedam, and my day ends with Swami's discourse at 10:30, 11. Because the age I am in now, it's crucial that I should have a clarity of so many things. With Radio Sai, there's this constant process of unlearning and relearning of many aspects of my life. Every day there is a new creation in the divine huts of Radio Sai across the world. Dearest team of Radio Sai, blessed you all are to be able to expand the message of Bhagwan, our dearest Sai. And blessed we all are to be able to taste the nectar of Prema and Pravaham. Wishing you all the very best for the future endeavors. Hearty, hearty congratulations on the 20 years of Radio Sai. Wishing you an amazing Odyssey with joy, love and togetherness and happiness. Jai Sai Ram.
Loving Sai Ram, and congratulations to the members of Sri Satya Sai Media Center on this momentous occasion of 20th anniversary. In the last 20 years, Radio Sai has filled our lives with Swami, and it has become an important source of inspiration to all of us. Feeling connected to Sai all the time has become possible only because of this beautiful gift to all Sai devotees. Bhagavan has created institutions that stand as role model to the world. Radio Sai is one such jewel in Sai's crown that spreads his love and helps us live our lives with the feeling and awareness that he is watching us and he is with us all the time. How do we connect to God? Swami gave a beautiful answer to this. He said, "I shall indicate to you today 4 directives for sanctifying your lives and purifying your mind so that you can contact the God within you. Tyaja durjan samsargam, give up the company of the wicked. Bhaja sadhu samagamam, welcome the chance to becoming the good. Kuru punyam ahoratram, do good deeds both day and night. And smaranityam anisthitam, remember which is lasting and which is not. When one does not attempt to transform oneself thus, one is likely to blame God for one's sorrows instead of blaming one's own unsteady faith. Such a person blames God because he or she announces oneself as a devotee too soon and expects plentiful grace. Grace cannot be claimed by such. God must accept the devotee as his own. Verily, Radio Sai keeps us enchanted and engaged. Is Sai Namasmarana all the time that keeps us away from everything else but being immersed in Sai. I am 80 years old and cannot thank the Radio Sai enough. In the current times, as restricted moment, I have seen able to stay connected with what is happening in Prashanti Mandir. I am grateful to Radio Sai team and wishing them with more strength and courage to everyone. Thank you, Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Om Sri Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, all of you, this is Ram Miriala, singer-songwriter. It's an honor and privilege to speak few words about Radio Sai on 20th anniversary. It's a beautiful experience for me because I was there in the Kulwant Hall when Swami was launching Radio Sai. I was sitting there as a student. Everyone in Kulwant Hall were excited because in those days there was no social media, no YouTube. Radio Sai was everything for all the devotees across the world because we could hear Swami, we could listen to bhajans. Radio Sai provided us Swami's presence at our homes. So Radio Sai was an excitement for every devotee and every one of us in those days. And now that we see Radio Sai has grown and spreading Swami's message in every possible way. If I have to recall a beautiful memory with Radio Sai, now being an artist, I go to studio every day. But my first studio visit happened with Radio Sai. My guru, Pudukote R. Krishnamurthy garu and Padma Krishnamurthy garu, they were recording an album in Radio Sai for Swami. And they took me along with them to play Talam. So I was so excited being in studio for the first time. And even now, every time I visit Puttaparthi, I make sure that I go to studio and I meet the beautiful people over there. And I would like to congratulate and thank you, Radio Sai team, for spreading Swami's love and joy across the world. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
I offer my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet and loving Sai Rams to everyone. My mind flies back to the morning darshan of 76th birthday celebrations of Kali Yuga avatar Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Seated in a packed Sai Kulwant Hall along with our loving Lord, I vividly recall the exciting few seconds of radio silence as Bhagwan set Radio Sai Global Harmony into motion with a simple push of a button. The excitement in his eyes was evident. The anticipation was palpable in each and every one of us. Bhagwan was welcomed with the first broadcast of a very lovely Telugu song. The second line of that particular song mentions Jagamula Nele Sadguru Sai Ki Swagatam, meaning we welcome the Sai who is the teacher of teachers and the ruler of all the worlds. In that second, Radio Sai sent out the love of all the ruler of the worlds globally in form of some special divine electromagnetic waves. More importantly, Swami let us know and dropped a hint that his message is the only way to hold on to the path of transformation. Little did I know that day that Radio Sai is going to be an important catalyst in shaping my spiritual journey and being an instrumental tool in helping me to be near and dear to Swami. Incidentally, the very fag end of the song has the most poetic lines in Telugu. Kalalo ilalo ennadu veedani maa Swamiki swagatam. Meaning we welcome the Sai who never forsakes us. Whether we tune into the discourse stream to seek some resolution in seemingly difficult times of our life, or for guidance or motivation of a daily dose of a discourse, or tune into the different streams of various broadcasted programs, and ultimately tune into the bhajan stream for some scintillating lovely bhajans for eternal peace. Radio Sai has indeed served as a great help to make sure that we never forsake our Sai. Radio Sai has come a long way and inspired so many people 24/7 all around the globe. And this could not have been possible without the dedication and great zeal of each and every one who are responsible for all the programs and the broadcasting, but ultimately in spreading his message. To all the volunteers and staff of Radio Sai, wishing you a happy 20th anniversary. Sai Ram.
రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, జగముల నేలే సద్గురు సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, ప్రకృతి పృథివీ పులకించ మమత సమతలు వెలుగొందమా, ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. శిరోజమ కుటాధారికి సార్వభౌమ స్వాగతం, మందహాస వదనునికి సాదరమైన స్వాగతం, ప్రేమను పంచి శాంతిని పెంచే ప్రాణమూర్తికి స్వాగతం, ప్రేమను పంచి శాంతిని పెంచే ప్రాణమూర్తికి స్వాగతం, భక్తిని ముక్తి నిరయమును సంగే కరుణామూర్తికి స్వాగతం, మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస, మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస, మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. దయతో నిండిన నయనునికి నవ్యమైన స్వాగతం, తేనె కురిపించు కంఠునికి మాధుర్యమైన స్వాగతం, చెక్కిలిపైన చుక్కతో ఉన్న చక్కని సాయికి స్వాగతం, చెక్కిలిపైన చుక్కతో ఉన్న చక్కని సాయికి స్వాగతం, కలలో ఇలలో ఎన్నడు వీడని మా స్వామికి స్వాగతం, మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస, మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, జగముల నేలే సద్గురు సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, ప్రకృతి పృథివీ పులకించ మమత సమతలు వెలుగొంద, మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం, గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస, మగమ మగమ గమదనిద గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస, మగమ మగమ గమదనిద గమదని సనిద మగమగరిస.